Coach's Insight continues. Justin Fluke with you now, joined by Andrew Eckert, head coach for the ACCHS Lady Tigers, still awaiting their first game back from the break. But a couple games, Coach, you played there before the break that we didn't have a chance to discuss. One of them, a really good win against Horton, 44-14. And you actually played one of the later games in December, falling to Pleasant Ridge, 38-28. So you did win two of your last three going into break. I know Pleasant Ridge was a tough, close game and loss, but how did you feel, I guess, just about the kind of the month of December for your ball team?
I definitely feel like we're starting to do some good things on offense and defense. We got healthy, which is a big factor in it. And then, yeah, the Pleasant Ridge loss definitely stings going into overtime. But, yeah, I think we're starting to do some good things.
Yeah, you had a chance for a three-game winning streak there. As you mentioned, that game was an overtime game. So building some momentum, and then you take some time off, and you've had a few practices, of course, since. So what were kind of the goals or main emphasis points that you were wanting to work on with your team during those practices over break?
When you take that big of a layoff, it's hard to make sure the girls are, you know, staying in shape and still ready to play a physical side like defense that we're trying to do. So the biggest thing was making sure we're getting back into the swing of things on defense. And offensively, we got to start figuring out some things to help ourselves on that end. So that was kind of the main goals during our Christmas break practices.
Your first game back from the break is coming up this Friday. Now you got Oskaloosa coming in, and then we'll be at JCN next Tuesday. But obviously a couple opponents in the league that you haven't faced yet. So what's kind of the game plan and the practice schedule like this week here to get ready for these teams?
It's two good teams that we definitely got to be ready to play for. It'll be a good indicator where we're at. Because, again, you know, when we start the year, we're not fully healthy, and then we get everyone back. It's good to see that. But now we get to face two teams that are pretty good in our league. So, yeah, we're just going to hopefully get ready for the games and put a couple of good showings out there.
You mentioned, you know, just staying in shape and stuff over the break. I think a lot of coaches kind of worry about, like, the rust in that first game back. It seems like that first quarter can be a little shaky. But at the same time, I'm sure you and the girls are kind of excited to get back on the court because you're playing pretty well before Christmas. So you feel like this group of girls has come together and gelled together and look forward to competing now the rest of this season?
Yeah, I think we're definitely starting to come together a little bit. We still got a ways to go. They, you know, this group, except for like two of them, they haven't played very much varsity. So
yeah.
Them getting together and starting to gel was a big goal for us this whole season. So it's good to see it happening early in the season.
Coach, we appreciate your time. Best of luck in the upcoming games. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you, Justin.
L&L Construction sponsors the ACCHS Care Coaches Insight Programs. That is the ladies' head coach, Andrew Eckert, at ACCHS. And we'll continue on Care Coaches Insight right after this.